Steak with halacha today, or
okay.
Beautiful, Maishala. Everything is gorgeous. It's hot. Let me explain to you something. Everything that's going to happen here is lamala min atema. I'm telling you, don't realize. Lamala min atema. Okay, let's go. Katub balacha. Come. Tremendous. Okay. So I'll tell you which halachot I opened up today, and I thought it was relevant. You hear? And not only was it relevant, it's so hard, I don't really see anything. One second. okay. Many people ask me this. Maishla, you asked me this question. Isur Pinuy Amet. Are you allowed to move the betak, the kever? Are you allowed to move the kever? A lot of times, people want to take from Russia, and they want to bring to Eretz Yisrael after many years of burial. A lot of times, people want to take from America, Eretz Yisrael. They're not worried about anything. Now, I don't know if you realize that in France, this is a good shaila. You know why? In France, they give the kever after 50 years. You only buy for 50 years.
They claim
they don't have enough land. They don't have enough land. France is a very small country. They say they don't have enough land. So in Russia, it's huge. America is huge, but in France, they tell you that. So it is. It's for 50 years. You have to, if you want, you rebuy it
for another
50 years. It keeps on costing you 20 years or 50, whatever the years are. Okay. So the question is, am I allowed to remove a met? This is called Isur Pinuy Amet. Pinuy is to undig and dig out and bring it. Asur lefanot et amet. You're not allowed to do it. If the cheshbon is because you want the children to be able to come to the Bet HaKvarot, not enough good reason. Okay, so the first question is, why would you want to move from Russia? If you want to move it because you want to be able to go to the kever, Asur. Okay, but there's a little bit you have to know. There's an interesting halacha here that he brings later. Ulam isha sheniftara v'kavru shaloli ad baila. Let's say they buried the woman in the wrong place. It's not next to her husband. Ubnei mishpachta rotzim la'avir et kever balali yada. They want to bring the light. V'pnei sha'idei ken yekalem lavo levakeket muta lasot ken. So that's interesting. Husband and wife belong together. There are big issues in this. A lot of times it's not together for whatever the cheshbonot are together. So that you're allowed to undo a kever. Sheyesh lo nachat ruach b'zeh. Because the met has a nachat ruach from it. Met, okay. O befrat im biksha b'feirush. Befrat, if she asks clearly, I want to be married next to my husband. And for some reason, she wasn't. Now I want to tell you something very interesting. A story. And like this will continue the halachot after the story. There was a great Gaon in Europe. He was the Rosh Yeshiva of Telzi Yeshiva. His name was Reb Lezer Gordon. Reb Lezer Gordon Haya Migdolei Olam. Rosh Yeshiva Telz Biropia. Yeah? He went collecting in England Lifnei HaMilchama. Before the war broke out, he went collecting in England. Yeah? The doctors told him not to do it. The doctors told him he's too sick. His heart can't. He went anyway to Mesirat Nefesh. Who did he go with? He went with the Bet Aron. He went with my grandfather. My grandfather was much younger, and he was a tremendous speaker and influential person, so he took him with him. Lamaase. This was Reb Lezer Gordon. It's famous. I mean, it's in all the history books. What happened? Nobody wanted to give an appointment. Nobody wanted to give money to Reb Lezer Gordon. England, it's not like today people come, they give tzedakah. What do we have with you? I have a letter where the Bet Aron begs a doctor in England. Begs it. The Gadol HaDor of Telz, of Europe is here. Give him an appointment. I'm not telling you to give money, but at least give him the appointment. Have the Derech Eretz to give him. Nobody wanted anything to do with it. It's money. Nobody wants to give. You see, today we have so many Jewish people, so much. They weren't interested. Okay. He went. Within 2-3 days, he got a heart attack. Wow. And he died. They tried to bring him back to Europe. They couldn't. Because of the legalities and the war, they couldn't bring the body back to Europe. So he's buried in England. He's buried in England. My great-grandfather, got up and said a hesped. And he started saying, Hagadol, Rebbe Lezer, Hukvan, Enenu, Vekulam, Itchil, Lifkot. They all began to cry. My grandfather got very angry. Now you're crying? So he used the fame. It's a famous drasha. Anyone who knows European history from, you know, today nobody knows much, but remembers this hesped. You know what he said? There's a pasuk by Yosef. Right? Yosef said to the Tsar, what did he say? Ki gunav gunafti, remember the pasuk? Mi beta ivriim. Vigam po, lasiti mi'uma. I didn't do anything wrong. Vigam, samuoti babor. He tells this to the guy with the dreams, right? To the Tsar. Ki gunav gunafti mi beta ivriim. Vigam po, lasiti mi'uma. I didn't do anything wrong. Vigam, samuoti babor. So their father screamed out, you want to know something? Alav tichurim again. Ki gunav gunafti mi beta ivriim. It's a famous, it's the most famous shua who ochiach otam. Lamaase, the cave stayed there. The cave, they never, he's buried in England. It's a very big question. What do you do when tzaddikim die? It's a very big question. So there's two sugyot. One sugya is when a simple person dies. Are you allowed to be mefaneh? And the answer is for the children, cheshbon, no. For the met, yes. If the met needs to be next to a husband, then that's a cheshbon. So let's see further. Again, you'll have to bring her back to Kever Bala.
Why is the children not going to be?
That's what it is. You see clearly. Now, the truth is, I spoke about this. It's not so pashut. I'm sure in the Mekorot he goes through this because he knows everything. Rabbi Yitzchak Yosef Ravadi, they know everything. It's really a Sefer Hasidim. In Sefer Hasidim, it says clearly, burial should be next to children. So the children should be able to come to the kever.
But in case of Kohanim, it's not...
So then it's not relevant. Maybe you have other relatives. You have other maybe relatives. Maybe the Kohen's mother wants to go. The Kohen's Chvei sister wants to go.
Maybe because everything is closed.
Oh, so that a lot of people want to say that. A lot of people, but you well, understand how things change. You know what the raya is for the Sefer Hasidim is? What's the raya? Rachel Imenu. Rachel was buried al Ema Derech. Why did he leave her there? Kedei Shabanim Yecholim Lalechet Ala Kever. Omer Sefer Hasidim Ikan Raya Likbor Liyad HaYiladim. So they should be able to come to pray. Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky was makpid not to go to Israel. He didn't want to Israel. He wanted America over here so his kids can come because most of his kids were here.
But we know that they're saying it's not good for kids going older to the care of the.
That's a different question. We spoke about yesterday or 2 days ago that it's not a good thing for children to go to a cave anyway, right? Okay, so let's discuss this because the Gra was makpid gamur not to go to Kfarim at all.
Wait, I heard that if once.
At all. The Gra said, you should go to a kever. Ha'em. Don't go to your parents' kever. He says he once went to a kever of the mother.
He's
never going again. The Gra says, I'm never going. Whatever happened over there with the Shadim and the Tachachmeis, I don't know. In Yerushalayim, they don't let the children go. Children don't go to the Kfura Sa'ahaba. They don't go for this reason. Because Alpi Kabbalah, it's very bad for the child. Why? It's Kitrukim.
Is that only in the time of burial, or it's
a, so burial? Obviously, what do you see? In Yerushalayim, they're makpid only in the time of burial. The Gra held that it's always. The Gra held that it was always. Who?
The Gra
didn't hold him Kibbutz Tzaddikim. He didn't hold him.
Wow.
The Gra did not hold. It's again. You heard so much Kivrei Tzaddikim. They ignore the fact that the Gra didn't hold of it. Meaning. Most hold of it, and most like the idea. It's a tremendous thing to go, you know, it's tremendous italut. So they ignore the Gra. They ignore it. The Gra did not hold of Kirin Tzadikim. He didn't hold of the whole thing.
Also?
Huh? Magen
Avraham also,
sorry? Magen Avraham hold not to go to Kfarim?
Not to go to Kfarim.
Yeah, could be. I didn't see this, but I saw the grah. The grah, you know. Okay, so let's go further. Mi sheniftar b'chutz laretz. What about someone who died in chutz laretz? Mitzvah rabah lahaloto l'kvura b'eretz Yisrael. Oh, you go. You see, if someone who dies, it's a mitzvah yet to bring him to Eretz Yisrael. Why? Mishum shenema v'chiper admato amo. The Adama itself is mechaper. The Adama in Eretz Yisrael is mechaper. I'm going to tell you something which is unbelievable. You might not understand, you know, fully. What does it mean, v'chiper admato amo? The Rambam writes clearly that the Mizbeach, what was the Mizbeach? Adam Arisha was no lot over there. You know that? So open, the Rambam says it writes clearly. In Halakha, the Rambam brings, not a more Nevuchim, the Rambam brings it clearly. The Rambam writes clearly that the Makom HaMizbeach, you hear? Adam, he kriv korban sham, Noach, he kriv, kulam, he kriv, boto makom. Umeha Adama shmitacha at la Mizbeach, notzar Adam Harisha. Adam nolad mimakom kaparato. That's it's open Rambam, first Rambam. Ilchot Beit HaBechira. Adam notzar mimakom kaparato. Yeah? So the chiper admato amo. Yeah? The Adama of Eretz Yisrael is your kapara. Mizbeach Adama tasali. That Mizbeach was made from Adama. The Mizbeach is the kapara. And Adam is also mi'adama. Adam is mi'adama. So what's the kapara? And you think I'm giving some kind of a zohar shir. It's not. It's halacha. It's not omek shel son. It's halacha clear. That's what the Rambam is saying. Adama, one second. The chippa, what's the pshat? When a person goes back to the Adama, he goes back to makom yitzirato. He goes back... And this is a kapara. That's the chelik of the kapara. Adam, Adama, Adam ki akriv karban mikem. All this is the same. Yisod. I don't want to be marichan because I want to get back to the halacha. But the yisod is Eretz Yisrael, admat Eretz Yisrael, mechaper. Okay. V'cheni kaledina b'chalofen. Why does he say v'cheni kaledina? Because it's a big machloket. I told you. Some say if you die in chutz laretz, be next to your children, not mitzvah to take him to Eretz Yisrael. The Eicho Sheshim L'chumrat HaZor HaKodesh B'zeh. What is that all about? Does anybody know what that's about? Okay. The Zor HaKodesh says that if you die in Chutz La'aretz and you go to Eretz Yisrael to be buried, oy, 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 oy. Why? When you were alive, Eretz Yisrael was not for you. Tamut Kitruk. Tamut Nafshi Mot Yisharim. All of a sudden, everybody wants to be buried in Eretz Yisrael. If you think about it, it's so true. It's so true. A guy wants to have good life in America, wants to die. How did Bilam say? Tamut nafshi mot yisharim v'yachrita kamota. A lot of times a person wants to have a good life in America. I say, Shoshani Yom Kippi comes to the Rav.
You're allowed to do this for three things. What's the problem?
Listen to me carefully. Did I say parnasa or did I say good life? Which one did
That's
I say?
That's what I mean. That's what good life means.
That's good life? Yeah, really? So let me explain to you something. Listen to me. I have a great life. A, I don't make parnasa. Okay?
You can move for three things. For a wife, right? For parnasa and...
Listen to me, my dear friend. Let me tell you something. The same parnasa you make here, you probably can make in Eretz Yisrael too. Okay? I guarantee you that whatever... And the truth is, forget about that literally you can make the same parnasa there.
Why do they allow for three things?
Tell me something. Eretz Yisrael, they don't wear glasses? They don't wear glasses in Israel? Huh? Okay. So let me ask you differently. He's a glasses maker. Let me ask you a question. And if a person believes that everything's HaKadosh Baruch Hu, now let me tell you the truth. I'm not telling you. If you have parnasa here, stay here. I didn't tell you that. That's not what I was trying to bring out. But if you stay here because you want the good life here, you want nice houses, that's a ketubah. I can't explain to you. Do you know why I'm here? It's because I have what to teach you here. I have what to do in Avodas HaKadosh here. If not, there's no excuse to be here. There's no excuse whatsoever. What's the excuse to be here?
You can't find people there?
Listen to me. Who's going to come and put up with you guys? Who's going to put up with the Bukharians? Only me. Just kidding. Don't run away. Don't run away. Okay, the point being, my son is laughing. Of course, my tafkid is to be here. That's it. Hashem put me here. Hashem created me for this. Lekach notzarti. This is what it is. Okay? You listening? So let's say Zohar HaKadosh. Im lo shaita tzava mefureshet mitzido. Unless there's a tzava mefureshet shelo la'atol eretz. If a guy writes clearly, I don't want to be in Israel when you bury, no, keep him here. If not, best thing is go to Eretz Yisrael. Sha'az yesh lekayem, because if not, if it's a tzava, if there's a last will, he left a last will, he doesn't want to be buried in Eretz Yisrael, then listen to the tzava. Okay. Gan tzadikim. This is the big one. A lot of times you have tzadikim, they're buried all over the world, and they bring them to Eretz Yisrael many, many years later. Gam tzadikim sheniftaru v'nikru b'chutz la'aretz mitzvah rabba lefanot et atzmoteihem mikivram u'lahalotam le'eretz Yisrael al menat lekovram b'merumei har hazeitim shebirushalayim u'barur sheyesh la'asot zo rak al yedei anashim yirei shamayim. You don't make up your own decisions to do that. You need to have tzadikim, talmidei chachamim, who are involved and know exactly should or shouldn't. Don't make it up on your own. And when you do it, you need to do it with what? Chilu ruchimu. No? Fear. It's not so pashit. Mutara. You got to ask mechila. When you take a met out of his kever for whatever reason, you need to stand there and ask mechila. There's a whole procedure about it. What does he want with this? Maybe the met with kitrugim and shamayim. Who knows? You're starting up with dangerous stuff. You know, I don't know if it's true or not, but we grew up with stories that there were people who tried to go to the Maratha Machpelah, that they went to go down to see the, and they never came back up. I don't know if they're true. I don't know, it could be they're not true. But we grew up with these stories. Yeah, but that yeshivas, they used to tell us these stories. That could be it's not true. I don't know. They say, at least you look it up if it's true stuff. You know what I mean? I know people went to 47 and never came back. I know that also. And if they did come back, they didn't come back the same people. Anyways, so let's invite them. Mitzvah Rabba L'Tapel. They say, I don't know, we grew up with this. I don't know. The point being, if you go where you're not supposed to go, right? You get struck by the. So maybe if you pick that smot of Kedosh. So what does he say? Lashon Shomer Mitzvah. You're doing it for a mitzvah, so don't be afraid. Okay. Mitzvah Rabba L'Tapel Balaz Atzmai Shaladim Raidim Tztok of a Chesed. It's good to be mitapel, to take a person who was a roided stuck of a chesek, u'machzik b'yushav Eretz Yisrael. So what is he trying to say? That the tzaddik doesn't have to be the tzaddik hador, that he had chasidim, and then he had yeshivot, that's not. Even if he was a roided stuck of a chesek, or he's machzik Eretz Yisrael, that's already called a tzaddik, that you should bring him to Eretz Yisrael. Okay. Mitzvah g'day la'la ben, l'shtadamay levis her, shnifta b'chutz la'aretz. See here? For a child to bring his parents, he should bring them l'kfura b'Eretz Yisrael. Shekol ha'kol b'Eretz Yisrael. Kilu kavra mizbeach. We said it's as if he's what? Mizbeach if he's buried. Okay. Shenemar, like we said, v'chi ben v'sav. V'ein tzach l'habdin zman ma'ak. They love you l'Eretz Yisrael. Not kedai to wait. Right away. Meaning don't bury him here and then 3 months later take him to Eretz Yisrael. The quicker the better. Alanach l'as kemiyad. Ul izdarez b'zev. Afilu sh'aydei ken yivnev l'shtateach al kivron. And even though if because of this, he won't be mishtatech ala kever, remember we said that it's very important for a child to go to the kever, many hold it's important, so he's not going to be able to do this if he bear, still. This is what I want to tell you the first story. Let's say a guy goes to Eretz Yisrael, he's a tourist, and he dies in Eretz Yisrael. What do? Should you bring him back to America to get buried, or should you leave him there? So listen what he writes. He writes something very interesting. Rabbi Yitzchak Yosef, very interesting, yeah? Is he quoting who? No, he's not quoting. Yeah, he's quoting Rabbi Yom, he's quoting his father. Very interesting, yeah? It's very interesting, sugya. For Talmud Chacham, who knows the Gemaris, it's very interesting. Listen what he wants. The B'nai Mishpacha wanted to bring him back, right? Then bring him home. Shisham Kavim, come B'nai Mishpacha. We have a lot. We have a place over here for the family. He's already buried, keep him there. And even if he said clearly, yeah, I want to be buried next to my father, my grandfather, my great in America. I want to be over here next to Chveis, the Lubavitcher Rebbe on what's that street over there? The highway over there, yeah? Still, stay in Israel. Yesh lazbir advarim livnei ha-mishpacha. You got to talk to the family. Explain to them. L'daber alibam kimeet Hashem haitazot. It happened from Hashem. If this happened, that he died, he got buried in Eretz Yisrael, that's what I wanted to tell you the story. He died in England. He got buried. It's min Hashemayim. There's got to be some reason why a person...
How can they get buried so fast? I don't get it.
Well, what's so wrong? Where? Which story? This story?
Yeah, you're saying how the family wants them back into America. Family's going to find out within hours.
So can I tell you the real truth? Can I tell you the real truth? I'll be very honest with you. These things are based on actual stories. You know, most of the Abi Oimer and Yechavadas and all, these are cases that came to them. You see, you know, he was the chief rav of Eretz Yisrael for many, many years. And as the chief, as the Rishon LeZion, you know the cases that come to him?
You can't compare it, because soldiers, back then, they had no cell phones, soldiers, they had no telegrams.
He brings a very interesting case over here. What happens if a soldier was buried on Har HaZeitim and then the family says we want him on Har Herzl? It's a very interesting story. It's an interesting sugya. Can we read it? Let's read it. Yeah, the kids serve afim gil. Okay, the yesh has been the yesh chut leniftar shezachali kaver beeretz Yisrael. Okay, ulam. Yes, they do. Ulam misha shegil eretz lebikur veniftar veniktar kan. What about the other way around? Some lady came from chutz from Eretz Yisrael. She was touring over here in Manhattan, and she saw whatever was going on in Manhattan. She got a heart attack from it. What? No? Okay, yeah. The husband wants her back. Well, come back to Eretz Yisrael. Her brother's buried over here, because he's not buried there, right? Obviously. So what's he saying? I'm buried there. So he has to say, the brother's buried there. Ushika biksha menucha b'tzavasa, and she left the tzava'a. She wants to be buried in Eretz Yisrael. And also the Baal, me, I bought already a piece of property next to my wife. Gam b'shvila lach arichas yomim, that he should use after many years, after arichat yomim. Kimot shaita tzava'a mefresh l'kach. Since she wrote him tzava'a mefureshet that she wants Eretz Yisrael, yesh latir lavir et gufata l'chutz l'aretz. Right, I'm sorry, it was the other way around. I made a mistake. I can't. You better give me the glasses because I don't see much. Hello? I'm doing this by heart. I don't think you realize. I see one word. I see one out of 20 words, and I'm guessing what it probably means. So, you hear Tzadik? Listen. See, good. So, everything is good. Listen to me. Everything is great. Tzadik, look at me. Everything is good. Listen. It's all good. Listen. The point is that she went to Eretz Yisrael, right? And she died over there. And the husband is saying she got to come back, unless there's a tzava'a mufureshet that she wants to be buried here. Leave it. Then leave her in Eretz Yisrael. Now, also luftayach kever shalmet af b'li l'talt lamet klal. Could you just open up a kever met? You know when they do this forensics. A lot of times they dig up the thing just to check. They're not taking the met out. They just want to check the body or whatever it is. Mishum chedes hadin sheyesh. You're not allowed to do that. Why? Because if you open the kever, the met gets very scared. Now I want to tell you what this is based on. All right? There's a famous Gemara in Chagiga. No, I'm sorry. It's in Moed Katan. Excuse me. The famous Gemara in Moed Katan. The Gemara says that Shaul went to bring back Shmuel through Ovi Adoni. He went to a lady, a sorcerer, and he said, listen, because he was afraid he was going to lose the war. It looked very bad. The situation was bleak. So he wanted to call Shmuel from Shemayim, that Shmuel should come and tell him what's going to be in the future with the war. The truth is Shmuel came and told him, you're done, right? That's what Shmuel told him. You're done. Your son is going to die. You're not going to make it past the war. Okay. The Gemara says that when he was summoned, he got very scared. He got very, very scared. Why? Maybe they're calling me Ladin. Maybe they're calling me Ladin. What does that mean? We'll soon see. But let's just get the end of the story. So Shmuel took Moshe and Aaron as Edim, that he kept the entire Torah. The Mabit asks a question, but Shmuel died many, many years before. And we know the din is right away, and then after a year it's finished, right? So what was he afraid about? And the answer is retrial. You know, in America, you always go for what? No. What's it in English? What do they call that when they no second trial? What? No, give it to me, you guys. No, what?
Appeal.
Appeal. Maybe on an appeal that they're dragging him back for a genodin. Why? Says them a bit, because if you do something today, so we judge you what you did. What happens if you did something, and because of that,
chain reaction
to other things, you're responsible for that. You said something, you did something, now, all right, nothing terrible happened. But because of this, something terrible, you're chayiv. So he brought Moshe and Aaron as edut, that what? That everything he did was 100%. Point being, Chardat HaDin, if you open up the kever of the Met, he gets scared that they're restarting the process over again. So this is called Chardat HaDin. Okay? Now, Amnam, Litzarech Igun. Now this is a very important halacha. A lot of times, why do we uncover the mace? It's important that the wife should identify the body of the husband. Now you don't understand this because you're not dealing with army. Chacham Ovadia dealt with army shayus. These are army questions. They bury the dead, and then all of a sudden they're looking for he's missing. So you're allowed to undig so the wife can identify so she can get married. That's called Litzorech Igun. Aguna. Litzorech Igun. Kigon Shachish Nikbav Lenoda Medir Zavuto. They don't know who he is, right? They're missing. He's missing in action. So they dig up, is this your husband? You're allowed to do that. Okay? To Enet Ishtosh Yesha Sivim complaining. His ear, is this, we have some kind of a siman that that's him. They're trying to open up the kever in order to free her from aguna. You're allowed to do that. The mother said, what time is it?
9:55.
Okay, 9:55. So you want to learn one more halacha, or you want to... Okay, let's learn one more halacha, and then I'll tell you one more interesting thing here. Umaisa, yeah? Maisa Shehoya, yeah? There's a story he brings. Behudi Shenerak, there was a Jew that got killed, Bavgazat, oh yeah, with a terrorist attack. The year was Tavshin Chav Ches. That's what's beautiful about all these tshuvot. I keep on telling you, they're based on real stories. They're based on real stories. Vinikvar b'har menuchin. They went and they buried har menuchin. Then the mother came and said, I don't want har menuchin. You know where I want? Har Herzl, with all the soldiers, with all the heroes, right? I want it on har Herzl. Okay. Mutter lefanot amenat lekavro b'har Herzl de achiv shenikva sham. Why? And this is a big thing. The mother said this while they were burying him on Har Menuchot that I want. Now that's the answer to your question. You can't get onto Har Herzl. You need it. There was a lot of red tape. Har Herzl's for the soldiers. The mother felt that he's a hero. She wanted him on Har Herzl next to one of his brothers that died in war.
This guy was a soldier?
This guy's brother was a soldier. And this guy could have been a soldier too. The brother died in war. They buried him on Har Herzl. The mother said, I want that this brother, now, but she obviously lost two children. I mean, that's the story. She obviously lost two children, this mother. Which is, one died in war. He was buried in Har Herzl. The other one died in a terrorist attack. So the question is, while they were buried in Har Menuchot, she said, I can't get him out to Har Herzl because he's not a soldier. He didn't die as a soldier. But I want him buried next to his brother. So since the mother get conditioned while the kfura that she wants, then he should be buried somewhere else, then you're allowed to be mefanet tamet. And that was the sugya of... Now the last thing he brings, which is very interesting, a lot of times they bury with the Arabs, where they're going to give back to the Arabs. So he brings this. Bet kfarot yudi, shebo kfurim gimel yudim, hanimtzeh b'shetach hamuvar lidei shulton aravim. Three are buried, yeah, but they're going to give his back. They're giving back Gaza, whatever it is next to him. When they gave back Yamit to the Egyptians, they gave back Yamit. There was a big Beit HaKfarot there. There was a big Beit HaKfarot. Mitzvah lefanot et tzatzamot hametim lavim lekev Yisrael lebet kfarot yudi ashamu mikopega shezehu kvodam. Not to be in Arab land. Not to be in Arab land. So therefore you dig them up and you think. Now the final last thing I just want to end off. Are you allowed to take from the med organs, organ donation? Every guy on the back of his license, right? It has the thing, check off. Yeah, donation, this donation. You want to give, you don't want to give. All right. So the truth is, we hold, you're not allowed to donate organs. It's not mutter. You're not allowed to donate organs because of kavod hamet. It belongs to the met, and it's a kavod to bury him. Now, David Feinstein, based on Ramesha, Zecher Tzadik v'Kadosh Livracha, had an interesting chiddush. And if you want, you can look it up in the YouTube, because there's a video of this, Reb David speaking about this. And that is, that if there's a mace, someone's dying, and then there's a chayla in the hospital, a Jew who needs right now something from this mace, a heart or this or that, whatever, you're allowed to do it. Because then it's not called nivul amet, because what it is, it's chesed, he's giving life to another person. So if it's just to take it and put it away for whatever, for whoever and whenever, whatever, even for a Jew would be awesome.
As if he died that moment.
If it's needed that moment. Right? So as soon as he dies, you take it. This is a big chiddush. Bigger than me. People who are much bigger than me dealt with it and discussed it. But this is all in the same realm of Pinui Hamed.
You can donate organs all your life, no?
What?
You can donate like a kidney or something.
Okay, so here's a very interesting question. There's a famous Radbaz that says that it's a mitzvah, but you can't be mechayev. You can't be mechayev anyone to donate a kidney. Why? Why can't you mechayev? You can't risk. I had salat nefashot. What's the big? Go save a Jew. Go save him.
You can't risk your life.
There's no risk. See, that's the two sugyot. One is risk, which is a big question. Are you allowed to risk your life to save vadai the life of another Jew? Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Are you allowed to risk your life to save a life? Definite. That's one question. There's another question. Even if it's not a risk to give up a kidney, they seem to say it's not even a risk. Says the Radbaz, a very famous Radbaz, the Racheh Darchinoam, because the question is, maybe I can walk over to the guy and say, give the kidney, what's wrong with you? Give the kidney. Give it, why don't... And the answer is, you can't push someone to do it. Why? The Torah can't force one guy to give up an organ. It's a famous Radbaz. People have a hard time defining this Radbaz. There is a different question, which we spoke about in the past. Is there an issa loticha, lotachmod, to force a guy by convincing him to give you a kidney? You're not allowed to go and badger a guy to give you something.
Like talk him into it.
So you're not allowed to do that. You know that? You're not allowed to. You're not allowed to talk anybody into giving you anything. You know that? No, lotachmod. It's a famous question. It's one of the most famous questions.
Can I ask you, let's say in business.
Yeah.
Let's say I want to buy something from my friend, but in order to do it, I have to like downgrade the product in order he's going to lose illusion on it and I'll give him my price. Can I do that? I talk bad about it.
This is not a lotachmod sugi. This is a gneva question. What's your question?
Let's say I want to buy this book.
Right.
Right. And he showed me this book, and I'm like, you know what? This book has a lot of tip corners. You know, there's a lot of writings on it. But at the end of the day, I want to buy it. Like, I want to knock it down, so he's going to give me a better price.
What's the business not the problem?
Okay. Do you remember we spoke about this, Michelle? We mentioned this. That's business. Business is, that's mutter. Yeah, because you're allowed to negotiate. You can be a tough negotiator in business. That's called negotiations. But if you badger a guy to sell what he didn't want to sell, that's lo tachmud. And you have one time. You can walk over to him once and ask him, do you want to sell? He says no, you have to leave him alone. You can't bother him. Because if you bother him, you're either the isser or lo tachmud. If both go... Oh. No.
Can you badger a
guy? It's a chicha. It's only by a Jew. Tachmud's only by a Jew. It's only by a Jew. Tachmud. It's only by a chicha. Baruch Hashem lo olam. Amen. Ve'amen.